going?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I have a beer.
Me too.
Mine's better.
Probably mine's a Michelob Ultra.
Mine's a Sun King Osiris.
Yeah, you're right. You win. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, all you dumb boys and pretty girls. My name's Cameron, dealing with hemorrhoids, Weaver.
Listen, I don't want to leave out the ugly ladies, so also, well, ugly people, actually, because you said pretty boys and pretty girls. Did you say pretty boys and pretty girls, actually?
I said ugly boys and pretty girls. Hold on. That is not what I said. I am so sorry, everybody. This is what I really said. Dumb boys and pretty girls.
Wow. What a dingus. We now return you to the Dad Podcast.
Oh, I don't want to leave out the pretty boys or the ugly girls. So, hello from Chad to the pretty boys and the ugly girls. This is your boy Chad. Two lit hoy.
Two lit, baby. Not like one lit, not three lit, two lit.
Yeah.
This is episode 34 of our award-winning, Streamy-nominated podcast.
What are the Streamies?
The Streamies have to do with internet videos, so not this.
Gee.
Gee.
We don't do that. We don't stream.
Nope, not yet.
Well, we've said not yet for like 2 months, so I don't think it's ever.
We haven't seen each other for 2 months. I fell in a stream one time.
Oh yeah, Jerry from Parks and Rec, similar to that.
I feel very similar to Gary.
You got quote mugged unquote, and these kids pushing a river.
Yeah.
But you're just trying to fish out your burrito.
Yeah. I definitely relate with Terry.
Yeah, I relate with Gary, too.
So, guys, a lot has been going on, and a lot is going to be happening, so I want to just get it out of the way right now. Next Monday, you won't hear a new episode, but you will get the new episode 2 days later on that Wednesday. I'm going to Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores, Alabama, from tomorrow through next Monday. So we're going to miss our regular upload, but we'll get it to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe we could like try to work on recording 2 weeks in advance, but we're not that far along in our podcast journey yet. So bless you. We are what we are. And that is just two boys who shoot the shit, according to, I think, everyone else who has described our podcast.
Two boys, one pod. Cast. Did
two boys, one good? Dad bod guest. Oh, my boogie. Oh, shit, I forgot I'm on video.
Chad just went straight up his nose.
Listen,
looking for gold.
Sometimes you're drunk and your nose feels a little uncomfortable and you just got to fish it out of there.
Wait, are we both drunk right now? Is it going to be one of those episodes?
Yeah, dude, I'm... You know what? I laugh before I finish. That's what he said. You know what?
I laugh before I finish.
You know what? I laugh before I finish my sentence that it's not great.
Oh, baby.
It's not a good...
Oh, all right. That's terrible.
Yeah, so... and that was our cosplay. That was Joker and Harley Quinn having sex.
I hope I'm Harley Quinn in that situation.
I also have allergies right now, so I have like a really wheezy cough.
It makes my jokes sound that much funnier.
Yeah, well, they're usually not that funny, so.
That's fair. So, yeah, guys, I'm going to Hangout Fest for the second year in a row in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I'm really excited. Last year, I almost died on the beach listening to The Weeknd. And also during the weekend set, I got peed on two separate times. Have I told that story yet?
No, I've never heard that from you.
Gosh.
I think you should tell it.
I think I'm going to. Y'all, this is what you can expect when you think of me having fun at Hangout. Think about this instead. Last year, Hangout Festival is a 3-day music festival on the beach in Gulf Shores. And it goes all day and all night. Eyes Are Open, Moon Taxi, which I saw them last year.
Moon Taxi's good.
Yeah, baby. They have a new song out. It's pretty good.
I'll have
Too
to
High.
Listen.
Check it out. So we get there Thursday night, I think. And the first day of the festival, we just get completely gone. Completely gone, as you do. So the next day, we are hungover. So we just drink more and harder and better, faster, stronger. And the problem with that was by the end of the day when The Weeknd got on stage, which we were all really excited about, I stopped drinking, and that was the problem, because I was hung over by 8 p.m.
It happens to me, when I do like trips like that.
Yeah. So I was dealing with a hangover too early in the night.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting for The Weeknd, and the sun is just now setting, and there are these drunk girls behind me, and I can hear murmurings about one of them needing to pee. And by murmurings, I mean it sounded like this.
Christy, I have to pee. I have to fucking piss. Guys, stand around me. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Oh, girl, you're nasty. I'm just going to do it. Hold on. Stand around me. Girl, you're sick. I'm going to do it. Jessica, stop. Stop looking at me. I can't.
And that's when I feel it.
That was very accurate, I think.
I felt splashback on my left calf. And I turn around and look down, and sure enough, there's this woman.
Squatting.
Probably 22 years of age.
Good age.
Squatting. And turned on the faucet. And pees on me. Like, I know how fire hydrants feel.
Couple things I need to address. One, when you piss in public and you're wearing like a swimsuit, right? I'm assuming it's on a beach, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably wearing a bikini or whatever, you know. Yeah. Who in the history of humanity has squatted? I mean, like, even women has squatted to pee when they're peeing in public. That makes it so obvious.
Yeah.
Just let it run down your fucking leg like everyone else has ever done.
Also, we're literally in a crowd of 600 people.
Yeah, just let it fly, man.
It's gonna happen. I would have much rather it be on her leg than mine. I wouldn't have given two shits.
I mean, like, even
I peed.
Yeah, I've peed.
I didn't whip my dick out.
No, you just go through your shorts, you know. Yeah. It's that easy.
I literally peed probably 30 minutes before that.
Just it's the same for girls. Yeah, it makes no difference, man to woman. Yeah. Like, when you're wearing swimsuits, you're all on equal ground, man. Just
and my swim trunks were just already wet. I had been in the ocean.
Yeah. Yep. It makes your legs a little warm. It makes you feel a little chafier.
But I like it.
Yeah, but I mean, it warms you up, too, if it's cold. If it's getting a little cold out, evening cold, you know?
Evening cold on the beach? Get a little pee-pee up in there?
I got a little allergy cold right now.
I'm sorry.
But I'm talking about evening colds.
Evening colds. You need some Tylenol PM.
Yeah, I need more than that.
You need a little Z-Quil.
I need some GD fucking Xannies, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
I need some black tar heroin.
Is Xanax for depression?
Yeah, baby.
I might need those anyway, actually.
Xanax is a palindrome.
Uh-huh. Go on.
So I get pissed on, and I'm pissed off. See what I did there?
No, I missed it. What was it?
I said I got pissed on.
No, I heard you. I heard you. It was a dumb fucking joke.
And then I got pissed off.
Love you.
Love you. And so I'm like, guys, I'm about to, like, I feel like death. I just got peed on. I feel like it's reasonable for me to want to leave this crowd and move to the side. And they're like, no, please. We waited all day to see the weekend. We sat through Fetty Wap, and that was kind of bad. Everyone around us is, like, giving me a contact high, and I'm hungover, and it's bad. And I'm like, fine, but if I get peed on again, I threw this out there as a joke. Trying to make light of the current situation. I said, if I get peed on again, I'm out.
Trying to make light of the Curian situation. That was such a bad pun.
That was.
I went for it. That's all that can be said.
It's okay. Not 15 minutes later, the weekend comes out.
And he pisses on the whole crowd.
Yeah. The weekend whips out his Michael Jackson looking dick.
What? What does that mean? It's like kind of white and spotty.
Yeah.
Why do you think his penis looks like Michael Jackson?
Well, he sounds like Michael Jackson. I feel like he might be Michael Jackson.
What if he whipped out his penis and it was Michael Jackson? And all it sings is "Beat It."
Oh.
Just laughing at how hard you're laughing. It's not "Beat It." He says, "Beat me." Beat me, motherfucker. Please. I'm begging you.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby. Yeah, so he whips out his Michael Jackson looking dick.
And the same girl. Oh, broke the seal and was like, "Jessica, I gotta do it again! Turn it off, girls! Hold on! I'm doing it!" And I felt it. And I go, "Nope, I'm out, I'm done, I'm out of here." And they're like, "No, Cam, stay." And I'm like, "I just got pissed on again!" So I make my way through the crowd, making my way down to real mad. Walking fast, faces past, I'm ocean bound.
I'm ocean bound, baby.
And I get to the, I get out of the crowd. I go into the ocean. I wash off my legs. Come back and I sit down on the sand.
Okay.
And for the next 50 minutes, I am listening to the weekend, but I can't look up because the lights and the sound are making me so physically ill. And so hungover state, I start digging two holes to my left and to my right because I'm laying on my back, kind of propped up in the sand, and I'm like falling asleep, but I felt very ill. And I'm like, if I fall asleep, I'm going to wake up to puke. So I'm going to dig two holes, one to my left and one to my right. So I will be prepared.
It's and actually really
luckily,
smart.
Luckily, I didn't throw up, but the entire concert was so miserable. I had the worst headache. And by the time my hangover finally went away, the concert was over and we had to walk back to our condo.
That sounds so fun. I don't know why you wouldn't repeat that experience, you know?
Well, I'm not going to slam tequila at 7 a.m. this weekend.
Jesus. Is that when you started?
Uh-huh.
God, every, like, spring break trip I've been on, we start at, like, the earliest 10 a.m.
No, baby, we were up.
But then I'm hungover by, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I don't go the whole time, you know? Like
you can't, man. You can't.
You can't. You get drunk, and then, like, you're like, "Ooh, I don't know if I want to drink a lot more." And then it's, like, 5 p.m., and you got to go to the booty shaking contest.
That's right, baby.
You know?
And it's hot. And you just go... It's hot. It's so hot, and you get pissed on. You know, relatable. Hashtag relatable.
All right, so speaking of "Beat It," I have a story. From this week.
I almost spit my beer all over my computer. Hilarious segue.
Speaking of beat it, so I have a story for this week. I was in my hometown, Marion, which is about an hour north of Indy.
Heard of it.
Where I live, Indianapolis. All this week, training for my job in lending, because I work at a bank.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Which, LOL, I am going to be leaving in like a month because we'll talk about it later, but I did get that job offer in Austin, Texas. So
hell yeah, baby boy.
Yeah. But, so that's funny, but I was training for my job. I just wasted their money. It's fine. Okay. So the lady who is doing the training, one, I'm in a classroom of like all, there's one girl my age who's like engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. There's one girl my age, and then there's like five other like 50 plus year old people that have been in banking for like 20 plus years.
How is this speaking of beat it? I'm real concerned.
Anyway, so the lady who's doing the training tells us the story.
Oh no.
And she says, I told some of my friends and I was like, I gotta tell this on the podcast. She says her husband is a fireman. Okay. Her husband's a fireman. And she said because he's a fireman, like this university is like doing a sleep study on them.
Oh no.
And so like they wear these Fitbits.
Uh-huh. Oh no. It's
not as bad as you think it's gonna
no,
be.
No, I think it is. I had a Fitbit.
Okay. So, like, did you see your heart rate go up every now and then?
Every now and then.
Late at night before you went to bed?
Sometimes.
Anyway, yeah, so they're doing a sleep study on
acid reflux.
Yeah, that's why. Acid. I can't even make a pun out of that. Acid re-comes. I don't know. But, yeah, so.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds awful. God damn it. Her husband's a fireman. They're doing a sleep study. He's wearing a Fitbit. And, like, she says he doesn't trust the Fitbit because he went to the bathroom one night, and the bathroom's, like, 10 steps away. And he went to the bathroom and back, and she said she was like, he just doesn't trust it because he said his Fitbit picked up 90 steps in between the bathroom and our room, and it's not that far. And I'm in a classroom full of women, but I so badly wanted to say, you sure he wasn't jacking off in there? But I didn't want to get hit with a sexual harassment punishment.
You're leaving now, man. Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm not leaving for like at least
a fire hose.
He had to put out the fire that was in his
loins.
In his loins, yeah.
He was making a house call at nighttime.
With his own wiener? That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Did he like bend it back? Shoot at his own pubes? So fiery bush.
Horrible. Alright.
So yeah, I just wanted to tell you that story.
Wow, we're on a roll today. That's a good story.
Yeah, we're well. When we're drunk, we do better. It's true.
Guys, last week I want to tell you the story about how I how I met Paramore, my favorite band.
Ooh, baby. I want to hear about it.
My favorite band of all time. So, first of all.
Yes.
Paramore announced a record early last month and said that it would be coming out May 12th.
It did not.
They then released a couple singles since then. But a couple weeks ago, they were like, hey, we're going to do a secret-ass show in Nashville at the Exit Inn Wednesday, May 10th, 2 days before the record comes out. Here's the website for ticket info. This is like May 1st. So I'm like, dope, baby. I go to the website. Hell yeah, baby. And then all that this website says is it's just a black screen with text that says all ticket info coming soon. I'm like, okay, I'll check back later tonight. I do. All ticket info coming soon. I check the next day. All ticket info coming soon.
Huh.
I start refreshing about every half hour because I'm a dedicated fan. And I don't want to miss my favorite band. They haven't played a show in 2 years. They're going overseas. It's insane.
I thought they were done, yeah.
They should. They were going to be. It's crazy. They were going to be done like a lot of times, but that's a completely different story. But
yeah, it's because Haley's a bitch or whatever.
No, I will fight you.
I don't even know. I was kidding.
You don't even know. Anyway. It's my favorite band. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on you.
No, you're just a little fangirl. It's fine.
I am, dude. I really am. So I'll admit that on this one, man. It's my favorite band. So
speaking of fangirls, go on, though. I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay. So it's May 8th, Monday, and I get on that website and it says all ticket info coming soon, and I'm like, son of a bitch! I'm not gonna miss this show. So I'm refreshing literally now every like 10 minutes because I need to get these tickets. I know it's like seating or capacity at the Exit Inn. It's a really cool rock club, 500 people, max capacity. 500.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, and it's Nashville. Like, this is where Paramore is from. I'm like, I am not missing this damn show. So on Tuesday, May 9th, in the evening time, I get on the website, and it has now changed from all ticket info coming soon to a countdown timer.
Oh, baby.
And the countdown timer ends at 5 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, May 10th, the day of the show.
Oh, shit.
So, I set a couple alarms.
Yeah.
And I lay my excited little boy head down on my pillow.
Like it's Christmas morning.
Like it's Christmas morning, baby.
Well, Christmas Eve.
I'm going to wake up Christmas morning real early.
Not before Christmas.
I'm gonna get out of bed. I'm gonna slip on my socks and slippers. I'm gonna go to my computer. I'm gonna open up the computer like I'm opening up a nicely wrapped Christmas present.
A present.
Santa came. He left a present for you. It's waiting. Milk and cookies are gone. You know he was here. You know he was here. You know it.
She knows. I'm trying to do Bobcat Goldthwait. I tried so hard to do Bobcat Goldthwait impression just to fuck things up. And then I couldn't commit to it.
It's okay.
I'm hammered. Go on.
So I wake up. I set like 3 alarms to make sure I don't miss it. I wake up. It's 5 a.m. in the morning. It's 5 a.m. I haven't seen 5 a.m. since NOM. You hear me, Chad? I haven't seen 5 a.m. in a long time. So I wake up.
Ever.
Probably.
I mean, you didn't see NOM, so.
Oh. Well.
So logically, I'm just saying.
So I wake up. I roll out of bed. I rub the sleep out of my eyes. It's Christmas, baby. It's Christmas. I walk over to my computer. I already have the website up. I hit refresh. And I watch the countdown timer hit 0. Nothing. So refresh. I refresh the page. It's still at 0. Nothing's changed.
It's upsetting.
So I refresh, and 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 I refresh. And at 5:15, the page changes. Hallelujah. Finally. God bless. Yeah, Santa came. He didn't clean it up, though. I had to do that.
Where did he come? Okay, yeah.
Down the chimney.
Well, down your chimney.
It's really hard to clean the chimney.
It's sticky like candy cane syrup.
Candy canes. Citizen candy cane.
Citizen come. Just move. Just keep going. Just keep going.
So, this new page.
Come decane. There we go.
Come decane. This new
page. There's one. There's one.
This new page says, Paramore will appear at the Exit Inn Wednesday, May 10th. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Show starts at 9. You may purchase your tickets beginning at 9 a.m. Central Time from the venue. Here's the address.
What?
I had to go back to sleep, try to go back to sleep, and I woke up again at 7:30, rolled out of bed, drove downtown in rush hour morning traffic.
Jeez.
Got to the exit in, and I pull up, and it's on my right, and I see a line has formed. A line of other pair of whores, if you will.
I'm disgusted that you said that.
Wrapped around the corner, up past the next block, halfway down the next block. I park, I jump in line. Probably 250 people ahead of me, Chad. But I knew if there were 250 people ahead of me, I would get a ticket. And by God, yeah. I stood in line for 2 hours. I reached the front of that line. I had my cash ready. I had my photo ID ready. And they slipped on a wristband and said, see you at the show tonight. I did it.
Proud of you.
It was one of the best shows I've ever seen of all time. It was definitely the best I've ever seen of Paramore. It was a lot of fun. It was very special. Very cool. First time I've been exit in. It was awesome. But while I am in line to get into the venue that night, there was this girl in front of me. Who was talking on the phone to someone, and she seemed rather upset. She said, I mean, I have nothing else to do, so of course I'm going to eavesdrop on this conversation because she's standing literally like less than a foot in front of me. So
yeah,
she's talking about how she couldn't get into this show. She couldn't get the time off work to stand in line and get the tickets, but luckily she had participated in a promotion that Exit In was doing where if you got a tattoo of theirs, you got free shows for life. If you're one of these joking. People, no, yeah. If you're one of these people to get an Exit In tattoo on you for their, like, for some anniversary that they had, which she did, you were allowed to get into all shows for life for free.
Wow.
So she then,
I would think about that.
Yeah. I would do it. But here's the thing. Not this show. So we're standing in line.
Feels cheap.
Yeah, we're getting a little closer. And she turns around and she's like, hey. I'm like, hello. Very pretty girl.
I believe it.
And she goes... she's like, did you already get your ticket to this thing? And I was like, yeah, I was here this morning. It was crazy, you know, because I'm an awkward boy.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wasn't expecting her to talk to me. It's just, I'm very, if you've seen me, I'm very off-putting.
You're ugly.
I'm a big boy and I'm ugly.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I look like,
hey, you're handsome, fella.
I look like a giant boy. I look like a giant boy.
Hey, you'll find a lady who likes that.
I'm Puff. I'm the giant boy.
Yeah.
Remember the troll or the ogre? The troll?
No.
The ogre?
No,
the troll in Harry Potter's? No, really. The troll in the dungeon?
Just the troll. It's just the troll.
That's what I.
He didn't have a name. Grop, though, maybe is one.
I'm sure he had a name, Chad.
Well, not the one in that was in
Sorcerer's Stone.
No, that one didn't have a name.
Oh, that's sad. No wonder he was so angry.
Well, I mean, we don't know his name.
I look like that troll.
If you look like any troll, it's the little troll dolls.
Okay, that's fair.
The little ones in the movies with the colored hair and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say you probably look like one of those.
But they're cute. I look like a troll doll that you left in the microwave and it melts a little bit.
You look like if a troll doll fucked a Furby. And also if that baby had been put in a microwave for a little bit. Yeah.
I look like Seth Rogen's non-Jewish bastard child.
Yeah. It looks like someone put Seth Rogen's body
in Jack Black's balls.
Yeah, and they made it a little shittier, and then they put, and then they cut off his head, and they found the head of a troll doll who fucked a Furby and had been in a microwave for a little bit, and then they put that on Seth Rogen's slightly shittier body.
Have you seen me?
That's you, huh?
Have you seen me in public? I'm asking the listeners. Have you ever seen me? Have you seen me? You know I'm ugly. Then you know I'm ugly. I may have a milk and cookies voice, but I've got a no bake peanut butter cookie face.
You got a milk and cookies body too.
That's because I eat a lot of milk and cookies at grandma's house.
It's fine. Hey, you lost a lot of weight since I've known you. It's fine.
I've been finding it, but I'll try to lose it again.
Just a compliment. All right.
Anyway, so this girl turns around. She talks to me. Yeah. And she goes, "Did you get your ticket?" I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "So here's the thing. Like, I've not seen this band yet before." Or no, she has seen them before. But she's like, I really want to see this band, and I'm trying to get into this show, and like, it's kind of upsetting because I got this tattoo, and she showed me the tattoo, and she's like, and I'm supposed to get free shows for life, but they're saying that this is like a private event, and it's through the band, it's not necessarily through the venue, and they're sold out, and they're not going to let me. She burped just like that in the middle of her sentences. So I'm in love with her. And so she's like, but they're saying that I can't get in. So I'm going to try. And she's like, I'm going to start interning here soon. Like, I don't want to start shit, but like, I really want to see the show. And so I was like, yeah, man, that sucks. Like, tattoo's quite a commitment. So like, then we just start talking, kind of hit it off. It was cool. Like, she was really cool. And it was one of those moments where I was like, man, I hope she gets into this show. Cause I'm there alone. Like, I couldn't buy another ticket if I wanted to, they wouldn't let me. So I'm like, this will be cool. I get to hang out with this girl, see my favorite band. It'll be fun. And they turn her away at the door.
Mm.
And all I have to go on is a first name and that she attends a college in town.
Belmont.
Yeah. So,
if she has a tattoo and she likes Paramore, she goes to Belmont.
Yeah. So, she turned around. She goes, "Hey, have fun at the show." And I'm like, "Man, I'm really sorry." And she's like, "It's okay. It's okay. Nice meeting you." And I'm like, "Nice meeting you too." And she runs off into the night.
And here's the only thing you can do.
No, here. There's more. The next day, I got on Facebook,
and you did not.
She was in my suggested friends. How does that happen?
Facebook's fucking creepy. That's
it is really creepy. Granted, I was probably gonna search for her.
Also creepy.
Yes, it is. But Chad, all I want is to hang out with her and talk to her about Paramore a little bit. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do, because I sent her a friend request.
Anything back?
She accepted it, and I messaged her, and I was like, "Hey, so sorry if that was the creepiest thing that's happened to you in the past week, maybe month." But I was like,
"Month."
But I wanted to know what you thought about the new Paramore record. And she goes, "No, it's not creepy at all." And then she told me what she thought about it. She loved it. I loved it too. And she's like, she said, I'm still super bummed that I missed that show, but you'll have to tell me all about it. When I get back from vacation, we should like grab coffee or something. And I was like, let's do that. But I'm so awkward. But this is cool, man. I'm excited. This was like, I organically just met this girl standing in line at the Paramore show. She couldn't get in. And then Facebook suggested we be friends. So I'm like, okay, Facebook, wingman ended up. And now we're going to get coffee.
Cool, man.
And then I met Haley Williams on Friday, and it was the best
day. Do you think? Okay, that's cool. Do you think? How do I phrase this? Do you think you're gonna do it?
No. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Wait.
I'm just kidding.
Do what? Get coffee or the sexy boys?
I'm at the sexy times, but you're gonna get coffee with her?
Yeah, I'm gonna sure as shit try.
That's all you can do, man.
That's all I can do. But like this is the first time though in a while, as those of you listening may have heard, that I'm not gonna social anxiety cancel on this girl. Because she's super pretty and likes Paramore. So there's that.
There's a lot, yeah.
And it's not even like
two good things. Yeah.
She's too good looking, though. So I'm not like getting too excited. I'm probably not going to date this girl. But I would like to be friends with her. She was very nice and is interested in Paramore. So I'm going to friend zone myself and hope for a better scenario. No, it's okay. Because I'm not, again, while I say I'm not like going to social anxiety my way out of this, I still don't know if I'm emotionally available anyway, even if there was the off chance that this girl was into me. But we can still hang out, we can talk about Paramore and have a good time, and I'm excited about it.
Cool.
What are you concerned about?
I'm not concerned about anything, man. I just think, listen, hear me out. Hear, Jesus Christ. Hear Drunk Chat speak.
I'm listening to Drunk Chat speak.
There's no such thing as leaks, all right? I don't want you to get caught in that trap. Okay. I don't want you to say, oh, this girl's too pretty for me or whatever. Listen.
You want me? I'm going to show you.
No one's too pretty for anyone.
Just wait.
All right, show me a picture.
Because there definitely are people, you know. I understand there are no such things as leagues. However, I do understand that there are things called reasonable expectations, and definitely things that sure as hell won't happen.
That could happen. She's attractive, yeah, but I mean, like, you know,
she's super cute. She's really cool, man. I understand what you're trying to say to me, but at the same point, I mean, we know how it is. We know how we are. We are safe boys. People look at us and go, yep, I'm going to be friends with that guy.
Maybe she wants that safety, you know, maybe she wants that.
I'm cool with that, but she's not my age, so I don't think that's the case. She's kind of younger.
How much younger?
Girls don't about 3 years younger.
21.
Yeah.
Okay, you never know.
I'm just saying, man. Listen,
all I'm saying is, you got. I don't even know, man. I
won't count myself out if that makes you feel better.
Okay, good. I've only done well with younger girls.
Me too.
So, not like younger. I mean,
19-year-olds.
Well, that was one. But I've been on Tinder in Austin because.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move there.
You're gonna be Austin.
So far, I'm so sorry. You can visit anyway.
I won't. I'm just kidding.
Okay, fuck you. That's fine.
I'll visit, you turd.
I might be too drunk to finish this podcast.
Hell yeah, let's keep it rolling.
I'm so tired. Okay. It's okay. I've been on Tinder in Austin, and every girl I've matched with is 20, 21, 22, which I think is kind of just the demographic that's on Tinder.
Well, there are only 22-year-olds in Austin.
Well, it's a big college town. I mean, Texas State and UT are both
Yale.
Within 20 minutes of each other.
Harvard.
No, neither
Boston
of those are.
Boston City University.
You're just naming places on the East Coast.
Florida.
These are really good jokes. You should just keep naming colleges.
IUPUI.
No, it's not. It's in Indiana.
Blake Shelton's hit single, Austin.
You want to take a break for Wax and Wax Lyrical?
Yeah.
I gotta poop so bad.
It's gonna take way longer than a minute.
Well, it just hit me.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break to give you a message from our buddies over at Wax and Wax Lyrical. When we return, we're gonna play Band or Porno.
The Wax On. Ooh, yeah. The Wax On Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on. Get on board.
Have you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come on. This is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes you
sometimes a little sweet. Sometimes a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast. That's okay.
We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears.
Is this good?
Let us come in your good? Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you, bye-bye. Wax on Wax Circle. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter. Oh,
yeah. Chad's about to shit himself, basically, is what we're saying. But guys, hey, so I know that entire story that I just told got real cringy. And that's because I don't have a lot of what most people call self-confidence. And I think that just stems from a long line of disappointment. And that's okay. But what's not okay is how I handled telling that story. And I apologize. But everybody, I just want you to know, it's not as sad as it sounds. I'm not expecting too much at all. Like, at all. But I will do my best for all of you, and I'll keep you all posted. Because literally, I feel like I only do certain things in my life so I can talk about them on the podcast. How are you? Yeah? If you really did reply, you should probably take a look at your life, too. We can look together. We can both, we can all look at our own lives. So Paramore released a new album, if you haven't heard already. And if you also missed me saying it four times earlier in this podcast, let me tell you though, it's real damn good. And the first time I listened to it, with headphones and I sat on the couch. It was about 1 a.m. and I literally just sat there and cried, because it's a sad album. There are a lot of sad songs, but they're disguised by really happy music and funky fresh beats. It's definitely a departure, but it's definitely the best thing that Paramore's ever done, and I'm really happy about it. They were happy tears, but they were like real, like, man, it was dark. It got real dark there. But, I'm okay. How are you guys? Are you okay? If you're okay, listen to Paramore. If you're not okay, listen to the new Paramore, too. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. It was the day of this recording. not the day that you're listening.
But I hope all your moms are doing good.
I admit that sounds a little creepy.
But I do still mean the sentiment all the same.
Moms are great. They put up with a lot. My sister-in-law is pregnant. And she pukes, like, all the time. I'm sorry, Miranda. But it seems terrible. It seems awful. And the way that humans can create more humans and carry them and push them out, and it's all very barbaric and medieval, and it's terrifying. It's really freaking scary, and I don't think I'll ever have a kid. And just being around, seeing what Miranda is going through, makes me further want to think that, because, one, I wouldn't want to put a woman through that. And also because I definitely will never have to relate to that. And that's so bad. I'm so sorry, ladies and women and everyone. So treat your mom well. Be nice to her. Give her a call. I'll call your mom right now. While Chad
is taking a shit, I want you to pick up the phone.
I want you to dial your mom's number or whatever you have her saved as in your phone. I want you to call her and I want you to say, "Hey, how you doing, Mom? I know I saw you yesterday," in most cases. But if you didn't, call your mom right now.
Call your freaking mom right now. Unbelievable.
She went through so much for you. She's a nice lady. You really ought to give her a call. I think I hear Chad coming back. I hope he called his mom yesterday. I hope he saw his mom. I don't know if he did, but I hope he at least called her. We're going to ask him. Here he comes. Oh, man, that was actually a pretty quick shit. That was a quick shit. How you doing?
You know when... Oh, God. You know when you haven't showered in a couple days and you get the beer poops and, like, your butt cheeks are kind of chafed?
Yes.
Man, it's been that all day.
Oh, no.
Oh. I'm so tired of my butt hurting.
I think I have hemorrhoids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You better check those out, man.
Nah, they're fine. Did you talk to your mom yesterday? Or today, I mean? Yesterday for the listeners, today for... Yeah? That's good.
Yeah, I did.
Did you tell her you loved her?
I think so.
Okay, that's good. Just make
sure. I said happy Mother's Day, yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
It's now time for everybody's favorite dad podcast segment.
Andrew Porno!
Let's do it.
I'm dancing to the music that will be edited in post.
Can't wait. Oh, this is good.
Great. You see how I'm pointing at everything in the room? That's how that's how I dance. That's how I'm going to dance at Gulf Shores.
It's very you.
This is why I don't talk to women, and women don't talk to me, and I cancel dates.
Anyway. So the way this game works, if you either haven't heard it ever before, sorry if this is your first episode, or if you can't figure it out by the name alone, this is Band or Porno. And Chad, I think, sobered up a little bit after his poop, because he just shook his head real bad.
I feel a little better.
So the way this works is I have a list of 15 names, and these are either names of very real pornos or very real bands. And our very first submission actually comes from a listener, Chad. Our buddy John sent in the very first name for this week's edition of Band or Porno. So we're going to start with that one.
Did I to our email?
No. He
DM'd you.
Either DM'd me or Snapchatted me. I can't recall at the moment. But thank you, John. We're going to start things off right now, Chad. The last 3 weeks, Chad has gotten 7 out of 15, 7 out of 15, and then most recently, 8 out of 15. And last week was the harder list. This week, admittedly, is easier. I want people to be able to cheer for Chad.
That's funny because of that.
Yes.
Yeah, the Facebook group. Okay, yep. Cool. We don't have to talk about that. All right.
This is an easier list, Chad. For those of you listening at home, playing along at home, go ahead and grab a pad and a pen. Ready, Chad?
Ready as I'll ever be.
This one comes to us from John. One nun, one priest.
Band.
No. It's a porno. You got him, John. You done got him. Blazing assholes.
Oh, that's a porno.
That is a porno.
Thank God.
Which brings us to Gangbangs of New York.
That's a porno.
That's a porno.
Oh, man, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it today.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. Let's keep that momentum going. Ready? Barnyard slut.
God dang it. I'm overthinking it. Porno. Mm-mm. I knew it was a fucking band. I fucking knew it.
That is a band, my dude. The Ass Baboons of Venus.
Band.
That's a band. I wish that was a movie, though. That sounds dope as hell.
Okay.
The Mighty Fucks.
Band.
That's a porno.
Fucking hell.
The Mighty Ducks, dude.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they wearing ice skates or like has it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to know if
I'm worried.
There was some high sticking, a little bit of roughing.
That's good. Some icing.
Icing?
That'd be, you never know. Actually, I have a funny story. I have a funny story about icing after this.
Okay. Don't forget, because I am intrigued.
All right, Dan.
Satan's Cheerleaders.
Band.
That's a band, mom, dude. Whew, good. You have 4 out of 7 right now, reaching the halfway mark of this list. 8 left. Are you ready?
Yes.
How you feeling? Do you have a prediction of what you think you're going to end up with?
I got 4 out of 7. Best I can get is 12 out of 15, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 11 out of 15.
Ooh, that one had a bonus track. Snow White and the Three Dwarves.
Porno.
It's a porno.
Thank God.
Well,
maybe not. Think something.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, that's the name that you're giving me?
Mm-hmm.
No, porno. Tastes like chicken. That's a band.
I should have known.
All right, Chad. It's okay. It's okay. You got 5 out of 9. You can still get your 11. You can still get it. Ready?
Yeah.
A raging butt.
Porno, dude.
That's a porno, dude.
Hell yeah.
Throbbing Hood.
Porno.
Porno for days, baby. Load Warrior.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Yes.
You're killing it, man. You got 3 left. You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. You're
feeling great. Someone called Tony the Tiger. You got 8 out of 15, or 8 out of
8 out of 12 so far.
Well, technically 8 out of 15, but
right.
You know.
The last three are a little more difficult, but I think I think you'll at least beat your high score. Really, or in the last month, I think you will.
Wow.
Out of Godzilla's butt. Why did that one make me laugh like that?
A band?
It's a band.
Okay. I was very worried.
For those of you playing at home, Chad Hoy has 9. Mm. And has only missed 4. There are 2 left. How are you doing?
That's okay. Good.
Yeah, good job.
You're doing well.
What about you, Evan?
Piece of shit.
There's literally not one person named Evan that listens to this podcast.
You don't know. German Horror Factory.
I'm gonna go band.
Oh, it's a porno.
Fuck. I should have known.
It's a porno.
You said they were harder. I thought that'd be a porno.
It was a porno.
Or I mean I thought it'd be a, you know.
I'm I got good. What you mean. It's fine. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Last one.
All right.
Pork Queen.
Oh, porno.
That's a band.
Damn it.
Damn it. I was rooting for you. But here's the good news. You did beat last week's score and the weeks before that. I told you this was a slightly easier list, and boy, did you conquer it. You got 9 out of 15.
It's decent. Decent amount.
It's not bad. That's 3/5, so a 60%. Pretty bad.
Oh.
You still got an F for fuck you.
That's a D, actually. Thank
I'll
you very
show
much.
You a D. Want to move on to hate mail?
I'm waiting.
To see my D? Google has no letters, just images of cacti, and I'm not sure why, and I don't feel like hovering my mouse over. So we have one... So we have one piece of hate mail. Because it was from Bo. Our good friend Bo. Thanks for listening, Bo. Why are you shaking your head?
Because we only have one hate mail. Fuck everybody.
I thought you were mad at me.
No. You want to read this? Should I read this?
You can read it.
This one's from Bo. Last week we asked you to email us how you felt about father-daughter kissing on the mouth. and only one person did. So we usually get around 60 to 70 downloads, so I'm a little angry, but it's fine. Yeah, so this one comes from Bo. The subject of the email aptly named father/daughter kissing.
Great.
The body reads, to answer your question, that is a full-time father who engages in pedophile activities on the side. Contact your local authorities.
That's really that's, good advice.
And then he is signed off as Bo. Last name.
Yeah, I would say so, man. Can we... Okay, like, for real, that was... Straight up, open-lipped mouth, kissed her dad.
Yeah. Wow. She's like 22.
How often do you think she does that in a week?
Kisses her dad in the mouth?
You think they got brunch today and she open-mouthed kissed her mom, too? Or is that just a thing reserved for one parent?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with no. Probably not, though.
You think she open mouth kisses her brother?
You know, hard to tell.
Is her last name Lannister?
No.
Okay.
That's a Game of Thrones reference. I get that, but I also haven't really watched that TV show.
That's okay. I haven't seen Harry Potter.
You're more in the wrong than me.
So, after the Fast and the Curious podcast, we're thinking about doing one called the Little Wizard Boy podcast, where we watch Harry Potter for the first time.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And you should watch it anyway, so that'd be cool.
I could kill two boys with one cup.
Sure.
You have a story about, was it ass baboons? Was it barnyard slut?
Icing. Yeah, it's a pretty short story. But my roommate Zachary, he works in the ER at a hospital, and he told me this story over the weekend.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, you shouldn't like where this is going. Oh, no. He said,
"No." I wish you could see Chad's face, everybody. He's trying to figure out how to deliver this news to me.
He said he had a patient who overdosed on heroin.
Oh, gosh.
She's alive. It's fine. But her friends, well, quote, friends, unquote.
Oh, no.
Brought her into the hospital after she had been out for a couple hours. But someone somewhere along the way.
No.
In their drug-addled journey.
No.
That they call life. Told them.
No.
Stop. Told them that putting their friend in an ice bath would, like, wake them out of an overdose.
Gosh.
So they put their overdosed friend in a bathtub and filled it with ice. And they put... No, it gets worse. It gets worse, buddy.
No.
And they put ice... in her butt.
Like up there.
Yeah.
Like they committed. They put it up there.
Yeah, so he said they put ice in her butt because they thought that would really help lower her body temperature and wake her up. Apparently did not. She came in and the ice hadn't melted because that's how they knew that there was ice up there. So there's that. So there's, yeah, speaking of icing or whatever, I just thought I'd let you know. It's like, it's a little sad, but she came too and she was fine. She was just a little hypothermic.
Hypothermic, hypodermic needle.
And then she was like, give me more drugs. So... went right back to it, I guess. That's pretty much... that's sad, but that's kind of just how...
Chad, I swear, if you ever put an ice cube in my butt, we probably wouldn't be friends anymore.
Well, I think...
Especially if I was OD'd.
I think even if I were a heroin addict and you were a heroin addict, I would be like, I should just get my buddy to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because he is overdosed on a drug... And there's laws that say you can't get in trouble if you bring someone in if they've overdosed, because that's how you save lives.
Yeah.
So to all the addicts out there listening.
Hey, we know you listen.
Yeah, I know there's so many of you.
We're not judging.
No, it's relatable. I understand. I'm an alcohol addict. if you, I'm not. It's fine.
I'm an aphrodisiac.
Some people think I'm an alcohol addict. I'm not. I just like to drink on the weekends. Yeah, but...
I only drink to numb my demons.
Yeah, I only drink to numb the pain, that's all. Does that make me an addict? Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, maybe. Anyway, yeah, so...
Does that make me a textbook addict? Nah.
Not quite, no. Aww. Yeah, but to all the addicts out there, just take... If someone overdoses, just take them to the hospital. That's kind of what.
Don't put ice in their ass crack.
No, not their ass crack.
You're the asshole.
Yeah, the bum hole, Leo.
That's where the whole hole. That ice comes out of a hole. You don't put it back in.
I couldn't tell you. Okay, yeah. So let's wrap this up.
Wrap it up in a nice little bow like it's Christmas Eve.
Cam, where can we find you on social media?
Hey. You can find me on Instagram at LavenousCam. That's LavenousCam. And you can find me on Spotify at Staircase Wit.
Ooh.
Go ahead and do that, please. Our buddy over at Rogue Riffers emailed me and he goes, "Hey, fuck you for being good." And I was like, "Thanks.
Thank you. I think.
Thank you." but that was really That's nice awesome. Of him. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. We haven't talked about Podtron this episode. Yeah, we're part of a podcast collective called Podtron, and so every week we'll be running an ad. I said Wax on Wax Lyrical in the episode. We might be running for whoever's like right next to us on that list that Jack set up from Rogue Riffers. But basically, it's just kind of like a support thing. Like we like do cross promotion for the other podcasts. And like I've listened to them and they are good. And if you like podcasts, you should listen to them. Like not specifically, but the ones I can think of right at this moment. Like One Then Done's really good. They only have like 9 or well, they'll have 10 by the time our episode comes out. They'll have 10 episodes catch out. Up. Yeah, I like them a lot. I like Rogue Riffers a lot. Just like I love those guys. Wax on Wax Lyrical is a fun one to listen to.
Yeah.
And there's like This Was Rad. Most of them like review movies. Video Rangers.
Yes. Here's the thing. Video Rangers. I love them. Like, I mean, I love all these guys. The thing is that's cool.
And it is mostly guys.
Yeah.
Which is. But whatever.
They're good boys.
But the thing about these different podcasts is they're definitely way more focused than us. So they actually have a theme and do it every week consistently. And they're much better than us.
So if you like specific content.
It's a lot of fun. But we were lucky enough to be a part of this Podtron network. So go check out our buddies in the Podtron network.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. It's cool to be part of it. It's something good. And, like, we have a WordPress for Podtron, and that's wordpress.podtron.com, I believe. Someone's downstairs shouting. Yeah, no, really. Other than that, you can find me on social media. This never works, but we always plug it at the end because that's just how we end the fucking episodes.
Hey, John follows me on Snapchat now. We're mutuals on Snapchat.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So maybe it works. It works here and there. I'm at Chad Hoy on everything. Snapchat, those other things. Instagram and Twitter. My Twitter account is it's funny. It's a little sad, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's like the American Pie series.
Yeah, like it's like good, but you're also like, why is he fucking a pie? But like also it's kind of cool. I just did this series of tweets about Neil Armstrong jacking off on the moon. So if you're into that, that was my favorite thing I've done on Twitter so far, and I've been on there for like 8 years. So.
I actually love that so much. I saw that and I told Chad to go to hell.
I loved it, man. Just the idea of Neil Armstrong jacking off in his spacesuit on the moon.
Someone's had to have, man.
And someone in Houston is like, what the fuck? What are you doing, Neil? What's going on?
Someone didn't think too far ahead. They were curious enough and then were like, fuck, what do I do with this floating space com? What, like, it's following me. I gotta get out
this
of here.
This space nut's all up in my suit, man. What am I supposed? This zero gravity nut's all up in here. What am I supposed to do with this?
How do I clean this up?
And the answer is you don't. You drown in your own nut, and that's someone
floats in and they're like, "Hey, man, I need some toothpaste. Let me borrow this."
Oh no!
And they put it on their brush and they go to the space bathroom and they go to the space sink.
Oh man, how does a space sink work? Does it like does all the water like does not really fall? It just like comes out and just goes wherever it wants because there's no gravity on the moon, you know?
Space cum.
Same thing.
Space cum is my favorite porn parody of a Looney Tunes movie starring Michael B. Jordan. Not Michael B. Jordan. Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan was the kid in Creed. in that Fantastic Four shitty reboot.
I'm so mad that you confused Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan, you piece of shit.
Much different. Also, I literally said Space Cum instead of Space Jam. Which, yeah, Space Cum is a form of Space Jam, right? How many times have we said cum in the last 30 seconds?
Let's see, probably around 10 to 15 times.
How about Moon Splooge?
Oh, that's a good one.
Neil's arm was strong from jacking it in zero G's, baby.
Actually, though, if you're in zero G's, then it would, like, there's not a lot of friction, so it'd actually be a lot easier. Do you think jerking it off in space would be a lot easier?
I don't know, but now I want to try it.
Well, let's talk to Elon Musk, baby. Dad bods are going to the moon so we can jack off. That's what I'm talking about.
Elon Musk sounds like the worst Ralph Lauren cologne.
Oh. Elon Musk. I can't even fall. I can't even riff on that. It's too good. Elon Musk sounds like what your balls smell like when you haven't showered in a couple days.
Oh my gosh.
I got a little Elon Musk going on down there.
Elon Musk.
I need to shower.
I got out of my car and I got a big whiff of Elon Musk. It's a hot day. I'm a hot boy in my hot car.
All right, yeah. So I think that wraps up the podcast. Thank you everyone for listening to us talking about jacking off in the last 20 minutes.
And once again,
well, not even 20 minutes, 5 minutes.
Once again, we'll be back next Wednesday, and then we will resume another episode that following Monday, back on schedule again. I'm gonna be drunk on a beach for 8 days.
Yeah, Kim has to go to some show or what the fuck ever. So we have to take time off because Cam's a dumb asshole and didn't tell me that he had to do that until right before we started recording.
It's
so,
busy week, boys.
Yeah, so it's fine. I'm not mad. Yes, I am. All right. Yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh.
Love you. Oh, what?
What? Real quick, I got to talk about it.
Oh, no. Okay.
I got a $5 fill-up featuring a zinger from KFC earlier this week. Yeah. Pretty good.
I haven't had that yet. I've seen it, though.
It was my tummy hurt a little bit.
I'm sure it did.
But it was I ate it on my way home, driving home. And I also had potato wedges and mashed potatoes and a Coke, all for $5.
Two forms of potatoes.
Yeah, wow. Baby. I don't fuck around.
Kentucky Fried Jerkin. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring this episode of the Dad Podcast. Means so much to be sponsored by the Zinger, the $5 fill-up box. Everyone, go out and have a Zinger this week.
Go have a Zinger this week. Sponsored.
Okay, let's end this GD episode.
Yep. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Podtron. This has been a Podtron Network production. For more of this show and others like it, find Podtron on Twitter @Podtron Network and search Podtron Network on Facebook.